Okay, here we go. Chodesh El, five words for Parshas Shoftim Tavshin Ayin Ches. Alon Shmei Tzchus for Shlema for Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka and Baruch Tzibi Rivka Batya. Obviously, for the protection of Klai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. The first idea comes to us in the Kiddush Levi in the opening pasuk. Shoftim Shoftim Tita Lecha B'chol Sha'arecha. You should make judges and officers amongst yourself and in your gates. So the Kiddush Levi asks a very simple question: what's this extra lashon of Titin Lecha? You should make for yourself. What's going on over here? So the Kedushas Levi explains a beautiful idea which connects very much to Elul. And he quotes the Gemara in Megillah on your base. And the Gemara says there, Kimimida sha'adam modim modim lo. The way a person judges others, that's the way he will be judged. Meaning, if a person gives other people the benefit of the doubt, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the benefit of the doubt. Says the Kedushas Levi, Shorvti v'shorvti tilecha b'cho sha'arecha, v'shavtu esa'am mishpat tzedek. You be the shofet and shoter over your friends. You be the shofet, but how are you going to do? What should you do? The shofet was on the mishpat tzedek. Do it the righteous way. Do it with damachav schus. Right at the end of the day, says Kedushas Levi, the way you view others, that's the way you'll be viewed. You're going to be viewed. And that's what the Kedushas Levi says. At the end of the day, we each have a judgment day coming up. We have a yom hamishpat coming up. The Rabban Hashem says, "Oh, my judgment is affected by your judgment." Asuzu de la'ela. Kadosh Baruch Hu is dependent upon Asuda Dilatata. If you were you want to have a good judgment, the Shavtu Zaam Mishpat Tzedek. You be the judge, you be the policeman, you be the jury. Make sure to always give people the benefit of the doubt. Which very much connects to the Kedushas Levi. His whole essence was this Dvar Torah. He was known as the defender of Klai Yisrael. What a beautiful, beautiful idea to always look for the good. And if we look for the good, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will look for the good in us as well. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us in Yudal Yudayin. Yudzayin Yudalet. So the pasuk says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, Yirisha V'yashavta Ba, and you're going to live there, Amarta, Asim Alai Melech, K'chol Agam Ashish V'zayg. Let me appoint, give us a king, or like all the nations around us. So that's the Kli Yakar, a beautiful, beautiful idea. The Torah permits us to have a king. So what's going on over here? If you look in Sefer Shmuel, and Perek Chesed, and hey, that Shmuel got upset. We got upset that we wanted to, but at the end of the day, we have a commandment that we're allowed to have a king. Says the Kli Yakar, no, you have to look a little deeper in that story of Shmuel. I don't know Navi so well, but the Kli Yakar explains it beautifully. Kli Yakar explains, you want to know why Shmuel was upset? Shmuel was upset because B'nai Yisrael, they asked to appoint, because they wanted to be like everyone else. They wanted to be like all the other nations of the world. They wanted to have a secular government. They didn't want to have a Torah digger government. They didn't realize the connection between their Ribbono Shel Olam. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him a Melech. A Melech is someone who's supposed to inspire them. He brings around two Torahs: one Torah for the private, one Torah for the public. Maybe it's a time for another Shir. The Melech is supposed to be someone inspiration, but they didn't want the Melech just to be a source of inspiration. They wanted the Melech to be like Kechol Hagoyim, to be like everyone else. We have to remember our special connection with their Ribbono Shel Olam. Like we like to say, Rav Biederman quoted a great story last year. Rav Chaim Brim once walked into the Beis Midrash in Elul. Our Shishiva in Yerushalayim, a great sefer called Mar B'chaim. And he goes over to one of his students and says, Shalom Aleichem, cousin, how you doing? He said, Rabbi, with all due respect, I'm not your cousin. He said, what are you talking about? The pasuk says, Ani l'doid v'doid li. I am to my beloved is to me, but Doid is also an uncle. We're all cousins this month. Remember who we are, remember our connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the Kli Yakar says, that's the reason why Shmuel got upset, because we wanted to be like all the other nations. We have to remember, we're not like all the other nations. We have a special, different connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moving on to idea number three. Right, the last pasuk in Revi, it says, Tamim tia im Hashem alakecha, walk perfectly with Tamimus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ashach HaKadosh, it shouldn't say Tamim tia im Hashem alakecha, it should really say Tamim tia lifnei Hashem alakecha. You should be wholesome, you should be perfect in front of Hashem. What's this im Hashem alakecha? So says the Ashach, a beautiful idea, which I think very much connects to everything what Judaism is all about. He says, at the end of the day, what does it mean, Tamim tia im Hashem alakecha? It means, at the end of the day, there are people who are only from a Jews, that when everyone's looking, Shimon Esrei, when everyone's looking, Shema, when everyone's looking, but at the end of the day, in their own confined homes, or at the end of the day, when they're not around other people, it's not Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. It's Ani L'Dodi in Chitzonius, but Panimius, but in real depth, it's not there. The internal connection is not there. That's what the pasuk says, Tamim tia im Hashem alakecha. be perfect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the public, be perfect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in private, to be davuk with the Ribbono Shel Olam, not to be scared of them. I'm not saying to be scared. Shavisa Shemlani, the Talmud is a very, very high level, but to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he's mamish with you every single minute to help you grow. Today I was mamish driving back from camp, and at the end of the day, these drives could be very long, to realize that whenever you go through challenges in life, or whenever you go through situations that are difficult, to realize the Ribbono Shel Olam is by your side. Tamim Tia Ima Shemalakacha. To realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is with you. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from a Simcha Banu Pshitcha, also one of the Amshin of Rebbe's. So in the next pasuk, in the opening pasuk of Chamishi, it says, Ki agoyim ha'ela sharata yorish osam, these nations you're going to inherit, am ha'oynim ha'kosmi yishmau, all you're going to have, all these sorcerers and this and that, v'ata, but as to you, lo ki nasan ar l'chama shalakecha, but as to you, Hashem has not given you to their status. It says that from Simcha Banu, there's a deeper idea here. It says, what does it mean, lo ki nasan l'chama shalakecha? So Simcha Banu, the Rabbono Shalom gave you the ability to be lo king, to be different. That your DNA is different, your blood is different, and it's a nida doy di vidoy di li. That's not a relationship that the Ribbono Shel Olam has with the rest of the world. What does it mean? Lo kinas l'chashem alchav. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave you the ability to be lo kain. That even when you go to Manhattan, and at the end of the day, you have an internship. No, you don't have to go. You don't have to go to the bar to be able to drink. Lo kinas l'chashem alchav. Says that that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam says. He's going to be not referring to sorcerers. There's no Harry Potter people running around with Quidditch over here. It means that the Jews have the ability in 2018 to be able to fight off anything because it's in your DNA. Why? Because it says lo kein nasu l'chashem alchacha. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave you the ability to be lo kein to people. To not to say no, I don't want to do that. Right at the end of the day, the Rambam says that the second paragraph of Hilchos Gerushin that when someone doesn't want to give a get, you're allowed to rough him up a little bit. So he says rotsa ani. Ezra Moshe Wolfson, how's that a good get? To force get. Says Moshe Wolfson, no. When a person is doing that and you're really hitting a person down, you're bringing out his inner essence. And that's what he says that Gematria, Rotsa Ani is Gematria Yom Kippur. Because our true essence comes out. Rotsa Ani is Gematria Yom Kippur. Really, that Jew's DNA is Lokin Nasal Lachashem Aliyach. We want to do the right things. And sometimes we just need a little bit of encouragement. Finally, the fifth and final idea comes to us in the Maftir, where we talk about Egla Arufa. Right? There's a dead body found between two cities. Right? Each city says, we have not spilled this blood, and our eyes did not see. As Maral, what's going on over here? The Mishnayos and then the Masechet Sota, each have to take a measuring stick and to see where the dead body, right? No one's coming to the dead body. It's the city's responsibility to. Why is it Dafka the city? Why is it the Beis Din's responsibility? Says the Maral, beautiful idea. Maral explains is that if a person felt like he was cared for when he left the city, and he had a little mizonos, he had a little bit of care and love, he would have been able to fight off the attacker, the robber that he found in the desert. The fact that he's killed now, in the middle of these two cities, it's Davka put on the Beis Din of the city, because it was Davka, the city's fault, because the city should have walked him out. Because if he cared for a little bit, he would have had the extra strength to be able to fight off the attacker when he was going on his way. And I think that's really the essence of all of Elul. It's brought down in Svarim, forgot who, but the Rosh Hashanah of El is not only Ani L'Dori V'Dori L'Li, but it's also Ish L'Re'eu U'Matanos L'Avyonim. Right, it's a pasuk in the Megillas Esther. Ish L'Re'eu U'Matanos L'Avyonim. Each person to his friend be able to give gifts. Right, Tzedakah doesn't only refer to money. Tzedakah also be given to how we act. And it's a very, there's a mamash halach when you have people over to be able to walk them out. So this mamash comes from this sugya of Egla Rufa. Let's just review these five ideas. The first idea comes to us from the Kedushas Levi. The way we judge others, that's the way Chodesh Baruch is going to judge us. That's what it says, Shotim Titim L'cha, B'chol She'orecha. L'chad, the way you judge others, that's the way Chodesh Baruch is going to judge you, coming your judgment day in 30 days, Be'ez Hashem, Haba Aleinu L'tova. Kliyakar says, the second idea, Yedzayin Yedala, why was the Torah permits us clearly to have a king? Why was Shmuel upset? Because we didn't want to have a king for the wrong reasons. We just want to be like everyone else. We have to realize, no, we're not like everyone else. We have a Torah that connects us to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's Anida Doidi V'Doidi Lid. We have an uncle. We're all cousins. We're different from the rest of the world. The third idea, the Asher HaKadosh, says, Tamei Intiya Im Asher HaKadosh. It should say, Lifnei Hashem HaKadosh. What's Im? It's Im, because sometimes we feel like only we're one way in public and one way in private. No, we have to be one with the Ribbono Shel Olam in public and private the same way. The fourth idea comes to us from Simcha Banu. What does it mean? Lo kein asan l'chashem l'kecha. The Ribbono Shel Olam give you the ability to be lo kein. And the Yud Ches Yud Dalet. Right? You're not like sorcerers, but he gives you the ability to be lo kein. Nasan l'chashem. Chodesh Baruch Hu gives you the ability to say no, to be able to realize who you are, the essence of who a Jew is, or what our connections in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The fifth and final idea, the Maharal Prague says, Why Dafka is it on the city's responsibility? Because if the city walked him out, this person, the right way, he would have never had to deal with these robbers in the first place. He would have had the ability to be able to fight them off. Hashem should bless us to always give the benefit of doubt to the others, and we'll be zochah to have the benefit of doubt come our judgment day. Should bless us to be able to realize that our malchus is different than any other malch. We have a malch mamish, be able to help us inspire, help us grow. The third idea, to be make sure to be able to be public and private with the Rabbon Shem, to have a connection with the Rabbon Shem everywhere we go. Further idea, to be low-key nasa l'cham Hashem, to say no to the world, the things that we shouldn't say no to, because it's not who we are, it's not our DNA. And the fifth and final idea, to be able to make sure that people always feel cared for, especially when they're leaving our homes, Bez Hashem. Good chodesh, gmar, and chesivach, simetoy, v'shkoich.